High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball today on 1230 KHIS out with Adams Central as the Patriots get set to take on Lexington tonight. The girls game is up first as we spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Evan Smith, and coach sitting at 6-4 on the season, 1-3 since the Christmas break. But obviously the injuries have had a big effect on you guys.
Yeah. We lost a couple guard play here with Libby, obviously early in the year, and then Jessica Babcock with a foot injury. And so kind of ball handling skills are a little tough with those two girls in. And then, yeah, Rachel Gooden went down with a concussion against York. And so we're kind of scraping by right now, but we've got a few of them back, and hopefully we can kind of get back into a little groove with what we have.
Yeah, we'll get most of them back here tonight. Livy is going to be out for a couple of more weeks, but just getting those players back is going to be a push back in the right direction.
Yeah, our girls, you know, just feel a lot more confident, obviously, with Jess on the floor and just, you know, taking care of the ball for us. And, you know, Rachel's such a big post presence, and she does a good job altering a lot of shots in the paint. So, I think our girls, just that comfort level of having everybody back is huge for us. And we can kind of get back into a rotation where our girls are playing where they're supposed to be playing and not having some post players bring the ball down the floor.
Even clear back to the holiday tournament, you just looked like a team that was really scrambling to find a player to maybe carry the offense.
Yeah, with Libby going down, and she was a big scorer for us early on, and as this has progressed through the season so far with our injuries, I think we've had a lot of girls step up in different games, scoring 10 or 12 points here and there. And so, you know, we've been kind of hard to actually defend because of just how many girls have been able to score for us. And I think, you know, our two seniors, Dirks and Lang, have both really done a good job of stepping up and taking control and really scoring for us both inside and out. And so we've kind of leaned on them quite a bit here the last few games, and I thought they've done a good job.
Never want to see injuries, but on the good side of things, that develops a little bit of depth. You've had some people, like you said, step up, and they could be big role players down the stretch here.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't, coming into the season, we've had some girls play this year that we really didn't have on our radar that we're going to play. And the great thing about that is we are developing depth, and we might take a few lumps during some games, but we are figuring out who can play. And we've got some girls that have really stepped up and done some nice things for us. So we're going to continue to move forward. We're going to have a positive mindset whether we're injured or not, and we'll keep pushing, and hopefully our girls handle that well and step up to that challenge.
Kind of an odd road trip for you last week. You go to York one night, you turn around and go to O'Neill the next night, dropped a couple of ball games last week.
Yeah, York and O'Neill both pressure the ball really well, and I thought they did a nice job just getting out and defending us in the full court and bothered our guards a little bit. And so, we learned from it. We've got some things we cleaned up a little bit in practice this week. And it was tough, two tough losses, but both really, really good teams, and both programs have had some good success here lately. So again, we'll take it for what it is, but we're kind of excited about this weekend and what holds true for our girls. So
I was looking at your schedule, your upcoming schedule. You got the teams basically 500 or better the rest of the way during the regular season.
Yeah. St. Paul tomorrow night's no joke. They're good. They're rated in C1. And then obviously you got Northwest, who's playing really well, and got one of the better guards in the state. And so we've got to be ready to play. Yeah, Donovan, and then next Saturday as well. So we've got some tough games coming up. But, like I said, I like with the injuries that have happened, I kind of like where our girls are at mindset-wise. And we've got some girls that have stepped up and really decided to take over some things. And so we'll give everybody a little all they can handle here the next few weeks.
It's Lexington here tonight. The Minute Maids come in a record of 0-10, but you take a look at their schedule. They played a lot of teams close.
Yeah, they're probably the best 0-10 team in the state. They're tough. They play well. They play hard. They're well coached, and they're young, really young. I think they've only got one senior on their roster, and she's been injured, but I think she's back tonight. So they're going to play hard. They're going to be physical. They're not going to allow us to do a lot of things that we like to do. So we're going to have to finish around the rim well and set good ball screens and try to get to the rim when we can.
You've got one girl that's in double figures at 17.6 points per ball game, Sarah Treffler. Kind of talk about her.
Yeah, she's just a sophomore, young girl, not very big, but, man, she does a lot of really good things. She can get to the rim, and she hits some shots from the outside. So we've got to you got to make sure we know where she's at all times and kind of help off on her. And you know, we'll try to wrangle her the best we can and make some other people score on the floor.
Obviously, all the offense basically goes through her. She's going to touch the ball at least once every possession, won't she?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And when she coughs it up, she's giving it back, or she's getting it back pretty soon. So we just got to make sure, you know, we'll put Caitlin Scott on her, and that's probably one of our best defenders, and just kind of let her run around on her and not help off of her, and just force her to give up the ball and make somebody else try to do some things.
What would they do offensively and defensively? What do you expect today?
I expect a lot of man from them. They might switch it up to a little 2-3 zone if they have to go into their bench, but I expect mostly man. And, you know, offensively, they just try to get to the rim. They're not great scorers from the perimeter, but they do a good job of getting inside and mostly attacking the rim. So we'll just have to make sure we're in help side defense and do what we do best defensively and try to get out and run on them.
January, kind of the second phase of the season. Where do you want to see this team maybe take the next jump here?
Yeah, I think just cleaning up a few things offensively, you know, finishing around the rim a little better, making that extra pass every once in a while. We need to make sure we're not forcing things inside and making that extra pass for an outside shot. And then, you know, just playing better team defense. We've done some good things, but, you know, rotationally, just with the group that we've had, defense, you know, with our injuries, I think we've just got to get back to where we're playing Adams Central basketball defensively and getting after things. And, you know, we do those things, I think we'll be all right.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks.
Evan Smith, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Sonic lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Lexington tonight on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
As a paramedic, we do interfacility transport, so I see and interact a lot with Mary Lanning. I was on the job, bent down to lift the stretcher, and kind of had a little bit of a pull in my back. After the injury, was not able to do much, then was referred to Dr. Bell, Mary Lanning and Hastings, and Dr. Bell reviewed things and decided that surgery was the best option for me. After the surgery, I was able to continue to do my job at the highest level, even more so now than I was before. Mary Lanning felt like I was not just a number. They're not just doing the medicine, they're taking care of the person as a whole and that person's family. My name is Nathan Wiggert, and I'm a patient of Dr. Scott Bell at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball coverage on 1230 KHIS. We've seen the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and the Hawkins last night. We move out to the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight as Adams Central gets ready to take on Lexington in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here on 1230 KHIS. The girls' game is up first. Adams Central comes in, a record of 6 wins and 4 losses on the season, but the Patriots just 1-3 since the Christmas break. You heard in the pregame show, we've had some injuries on this team the past couple of weeks, and it's really taken a toll on the Patriots. A lot of those players that were nursing injuries maybe during the Christmas break are going to be back in the starting lineup, at least in a limited role here tonight. We'll see if the Patriots can get back to their winning ways. They got off to a great start this year, winning 4 out of 5 games before the Christmas break. And again, they're 1-3 since then. So the Patriots coming in, a record of 6 wins and 4 losses on the season. Going to be playing a team tonight in Lexington. They come in, they are 0-10 on the season, but coach called them probably the best 0-10 team in the state of Nebraska. They have played a lot of close basketball games this year. They're coming off of a holiday tournament that they played up at Bishop Newman in Wahoo, losing to Wahoo by a score of 54-33. And they lost to Bishop Newman by a score of 64-46. Their other losses this year was an overtime decision to Gothenburg, a team that's currently 6-2 on the season. They lost to them 53-51. They also lost to undefeated Ogallala, a team that is 9-0 right now. They lost to them by 5 points earlier in the season at 39-34. And they lost a 2-point decision to Minden, a team that is 6-3 right now. They lost to the Whippets by the score of 41-39. Their other losses have been to Holdridge and to York, also to Ralston, the Grand Island Northwest, and Class A opponent North Platte. So Lexington, a very capable team. They'll be hungry here tonight as they come in, a record of no wins and 10 losses on the season. They've got a pretty good basketball player that Adams Central will have to stop tonight. That is Sarah Treffler, or Treffer. She is averaging 17.6 points per ball game, 4.3 rebounds per game. She's hitting 48% of her field goal tries and 46% from three-point territory here this season. In addition to that, she's a 71% free throw shooter. Averages about 3 steals per ball game and 1.8 assists. So if the Patriots have their eyes on one player for Lexington, it is definitely Sarah Treffer in the basketball game here tonight for the Minute Maids. Adams Central and Lexington girls high school basketball action here tonight. Patriots again 6-4 on the season. Adams Central now averaging about 51 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 45.1 on the defensive end. Adams Central hitting 41% of their field goal tries so far this year, 35% from three-point territory. Only 53% from the free throw line for Adams Central this year. Out rebounding their opponents by 11. That's been a big key to their success so far this year. Adams Central out rebounding their opponents 37-26. Patriots averaging 21 turnovers per ball game, forcing 15 on the other end. Right now, the leading scorer for Adams Central is Kylie Dirks and Bryn Lang, the two seniors. Dirks is averaging 10.3 points per ball game. Bryn Lang is averaging 10 points per game for head coach Evan Smith. Lexington again, their leading scorer is Sarah Treffer. She is averaging 17.6 points per ball game. She is the only player in double figures right now for Lexington, so a lot of the offense will go through her, and we'll see if the Patriots can shut her down tonight. Lexington is averaging 39 points per ball game on offense, giving up 52.9 on the defensive end. Adams Central and Lexington getting ready to go here tonight. The other game in town that was scheduled for tonight was Hastings High and Mount Michael Benedictine up at the Tiger Gym. Mount Michael tried to make their way out to Hastings earlier this afternoon and got down the road and decided to turn around and go back home. The road's not in very good condition in the eastern part of the state because of the snow, the expected snowfall they're expected to get later on tonight, and the windy conditions causing problems with the road. So the Hastings High Mount Michael Benedictine game has been postponed for tonight. We're trying to make that up later on in the season. So this will be the only game in town tonight as the Patriots get ready to take on the Minute Maids and the Minute Men from Lexington High School. So a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back, check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Craig Melvin of Powerhouse Motors and Sports. I would like to thank my many loyal customers for their business over the past years. We are still at the same location at 2850 Osborne Drive East under a new name and new ownership. We are an authorized AC Delco Genuine GM Parts Service Repair Facility offering complete automotive and light truck repair and service. We are also Nebraska's newest Polaris dealer offering sales and service for all your off-road vehicle needs with a large selection of parts and accessories. Stop in today or visit PowerhouseHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Lowe back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight, getting set for high school basketball. The Adams Central Patriots and the Lexington Minute Maids going here in this girls' basketball game here tonight. And the Patriots are coming in a record of 6 wins, 4 losses on the season. Lexington 0-10 and hungry for a win here tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups. They're going to be brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So for Lexington tonight, they will go this way. Mia Rowe gets a start. Rowe is a 5'7" sophomore. She's averaging 4.8 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Claire Faggett is a 5'6" junior. Faggett averaging 5.7 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Jacqueline Ostrom is a 5'7" junior. Ostrom averaging 1.5 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Sarah Treffer is a 5'7" sophomore. Treffer averaging 17.6 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. The other starter is Madison Sutton, a 5'11" senior. Sutton is averaging 5.3 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. The starters for the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. It's going to be Bryn Lang, a 5'8" senior. Lang getting a start, averaging 10 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Lauren Scott, a 5'8" freshman, averaging 5.3 points and 4.9 rebounds per ball game. Also, Caitlin Scott, a 5'7" junior. Caitlin Scott is averaging 5.8 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Cammie Wellensink, a 5'11" junior. Wellensink averaging 5 points and 7 rebounds per game. And Kylie Dirks, the 5'8" senior, averaging 10 points and 7.2 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with 3 locations in the city of Hastings. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Adams Central controls the opening tap. Patriots will shoot to our basket to our right. Pass out on top is going to be intercepted, driving the ball to the basket there. There's going to be Ostrom, and she's going to be fouled into play. So immediately we've got a personal foul called here. Adams Central controlled the opening tap. The pass came out between the rings, and it was intercepted there by Lexington, but the foul is going to go offensively on the Minute Maids. It's going to go on the Treffer. That's going to be her first foul. Adams Central plays things in, and now what do we got here? We got a traveling violation in the backcourt on AC, so a turnover on the Patriots. And a turnover on their opening possession. They've got 2 turnovers here and 2 possessions. It's going to be the Lexington Minute Maids. They will play things in as they get it out here. That's going to be a Treffer with the ball. Comes across the top. That's going to be Faggett now. Adams Central is going to start with a man-to-man defense. There's a pass inside. It's going to be too far. It's going to be out of bounds. So not a good start here for either team in this ball game. No score between Lexington and the Adams Central Patriots here in this one. Lauren Scott has got the ball down the far sideline. Lauren Scott gives it away down on the baseline now. That's going to be Wellensink with the ball. They get it inside to Dirks as it's swatted loose and is picked up there by Dirks. Gets it in the hands of Bryn Lang over there on the left side down to Kylie Dirks. Moves it down on the baseline to Lauren Scott. Ball high above her head. Back out on top. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. Good. Bryn Lang hits a three-pointer for Adams Central, and the Patriots go out on top here in this ball game by a score of 3-0, just underway. Just over a minute into the ball game here at the Patriot Gym. Faggett has got the ball. Faggett dribbles the ball inside, throws it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lauren Scott. Patriots come back 3-on-1. Bryn Lang with the ball. Mishandles it. Saves it from going out of bounds. There's a shot in the lane there by Lauren Scott. No good. And we're going to have a personal foul called in there on the Minute Maids. That's going to go on Ostrom. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 2 already on the Minute Maids. Going to the free throw line down for Adams Central is going to be Lauren Scott. Her free throw is up there at in. Scott is a 60% foul shooter in the season. She is now 10 out of 16 from the free throw line. Patriots as a team hitting 53%. Second shot's going to be up there at in. So Adams Central is out to a 5-0 lead here in this one over Lexington. The Minute Maids come back with the ball. That's a Sutton with it deep in the corner in the left side. Sutton dribbling with the ball down there. As a Sutton moves down the baseline, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is poked out here. It goes into the backcourt. It's picked up there by the Minute Maids. They get it in the hands of a Treffer, who hasn't taken a shot yet here for Lexington. She's their leading scorer, averaging 17.6 points per ball game. Here's a Mia Rowe with the ball. Adam Central matching up man-on-man here in this first quarter of play. Long pass inside. Sutton grabs the ball. Double team. Throws up a shot on the baseline. No good. Adam Central with the rebound. Patriots running back the other way. All the way to the hoop. That's Kylie Dirks, and she has it swatted loose at the last second. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adam Central ball. They will inbound the basketball. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. This is Bryn Lang as she will key things in for the Patriots. Out on top now. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. Lauren Scott holds it. Lexington is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Wellenseek with the ball. Now to Lang for three. Shot is up there. Hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Sutton. Madison Sutton with the ball for Lexington. 5-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Sutton at the free throw line. Off to Mia Rowe. Three-pointer. That's an air ball. No good. Rebound is tapped to the corner. The officials look at one another, and they give the ball to Lexington. So the Minute Maids will play things in deep in the corner here on the right side. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 5-0 is the score. Patriots have got the lead here. It's going to be Lexington inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Ostrom has got it. Now into Sutton. Puts a move on. Puts it up there left-handed. The shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here into Adams Central. Patriots come back quickly. Lang has got the ball down in the baseline. Can't go up for the shot. Comes out to Lauren Scott on the wing, top of the key. That's a Gooden with the ball. Gooden gets it away now to a Caitlin Scott, who's into the ball game, to Lauren Scott. There's a pass down on the right baseline. A shot by Gooden is going to be no good. Now we got a jump ball calling the rebound. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Minute Maid, so Lexington will play things in. Into the ball game now is going to be McKenna Motes for Lexington. So McKenna Motes comes into the game. She's a 5'9" sophomore, averaging 4 points and one rebound per ball game. 5-0 to score. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one. Ostrand skip pass comes on the near side to Faggett. She dumps it off down low to a Motes. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought out of there by Adams Central back at the other end. Here's Dirks. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Lexington ball. So Dirks misses on a driving layup. 5-0 to score. The Patriots have the lead. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Patriot gym tonight. There's a Treffer with the ball. Treffer still hasn't attempted a shot here. Dribbles behind her back. Gets it out to Motes out here in three-point territory. Motes holds the ball. Here's a Mia Rowe with it now. Rowe takes it down on the baseline of the dribble. Rowe gets it away to Treffer. Treffer, here's a baseline jumper put up there by Faggett. That's going to be no good. An air ball. Rebound comes down to the Patriots. Long pass down the floor to Lang. And she's going to be called for the traveling violation. Lang got all the way to the baseline and then they had some indecision. And she's called for the traveling violation. Three turnovers on the Patriots. Lexington has been shut out here in the first 4 minutes of the basketball game. 5-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead in a ragged first couple of minutes here from the Patriot gym. Sarah Treffer has got the ball. Treffer goes over to a Faggett. Faggett brings it back here to a Motes. Motes just left of the circle, holds the ball. Now to Mia Rowe. Rowe takes it to a Faggett on the far side, dribbles into the paint, has the ball knocked loose. Motes grabs the ball back out here. They get it to a Claire Faggett. Adams Central still staying in their man-to-man defense across the top. Ostrom has got the ball. Ostrom holding on to it now. There's a feed over on the wing on the right side to Mia Rowe. Out of Faggett, deep in the corner. On the right side, she's got some psychedelic shoes on. You can tell where she's at with no problem. There's a shot by Motes. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Patriots with a rebound. Wellenseek gets it into the forecourt now. Deep in the corner, left side, Lang. Her shot for three is no good. We got a battle for the rebound. A jump ball is going to be called. This time, the possession arrow is pointing in favor of AC. At Claire Faggett, she has got one tennis shoe that is bright fluorescent orange. The other one is lime green. They line up the gym, I'll guarantee you. There's Babcock with the ball now for Adams Central. Goes over on the wing. A shot is taken there by Burks. Dirks is going to be no good. AC gets the ball back. Lang has got it. Lang drives the ball into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bryn Lang finally gets a field goal. We were stuck on 5-0 for a long time. Now it's a 7-0 ball game. Adams Central has got the lead. Ostram has got it on the far sideline now for the Lexington Minute Maids. There's a rainbow pass over here to Claire Faggett. Left side of the circle. Moves it down to the baseline. Down there on the left side for Lexington. Mia Rowe has got the ball. There's Treffers. He drives it down the left side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover on Lexington. Turnover number 2 on the Minute Maids. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Lauren Scott. We told you that Babcock is out there for Adams Central. She was one of the injured players that has missed a couple of ball games. They're going to see how many minutes that she can play here tonight. But good to see Jessica Babcock, the second leading scorer for Adams Central, back into the ball game here tonight for head coach Evan Smith. Now we got a personal foul called here. We're going to have a blocking foul on Adams Central inside. It's going to go on Lauren Scott. Scott picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number 1 on the Patriots. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 7-0. Adams Central has got the lead. It's been anything but pretty so far in this basketball game. Here's Lexington back with the ball. They've got it. Here's Madison Sutton, who's back into the ball game. A pass to the far sideline is going to be deflected out of bounds as they continue to look for Sarah Treffer. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Lexington inbounding the ball. Mia Rowe looking to key things in. She does, and the pass is going to be too far. Trying to get it to a Faggett who was on the right side of the lane. She was posted up there. They tried to get her the ball, and they threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 3 in the ball game for Lexington. I guess that's why you're 0-10, huh? 3 turnovers already here in the first quarter. There's a long pass into the lane. Willenseek, she has it knocked loose. It comes to the 10-second line. It's still loose. Into the backcourt now. The scramble is on, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Lexington. The Minute Maids will get it on the Adams Central turnover. Patriots have turned the ball over 4 times here in the first quarter. Lexington has got 3 turnovers. 7-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Sarah Treffer has got it now back into the offensive zone here for Lexington to the far sideline. There's a jumper put up there from 3. No good. Rebound comes down here to Sutton. Madison Sutton knocks down a defender. Throws up a little 5-footer. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Wellenseek for Adams Central. Wellenseek to the near sideline to Lauren Scott. Now back inside to Gooden. Gooden has it knocked loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Madison Sutton. Now a jump ball is going to be called. So a jump ball is going to be called down there. The possession arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central. So it's going to be a turnover on Lexington. A minute to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one. And the Patriots will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Dirks has got the ball on top of the key. Dirks now to Lauren Scott. Over there to Caitlin Scott. Now down in the corner to Lang. Her shot for 3 is no good. Rebound comes down to Treffer. She runs her back the other way. Treffer to the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Treffer gets her own ball back. Treffer has got the ball on the right side of the floor now. 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Lexington looking for their first points here in this basketball game. They are trailing here in the first period by a score of 7-0. There's Sutton. Her shot's way off of the mark. No good. Treffer grabs the rebound. Treffer drives it in the hole. Her shot no good, but she is hacked on the arm here. And a foul is going to go on Adams Central. Personal is going to go on Caitlin Scott. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Patriots here in this first half. And now Lexington's leading scorer, Sarah Treffer, is going to go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. So Lexington gets their first points here in the ball game. 7-1 is the score now. Adams Central has got the lead over Lexington. Sarah Treffer is a 72% foul shooter on the season for Lexington. Her second shot is up there. It's good. She's also their leading scorer, averaging 17.6 points per ball game. 7-2 is the score. Here comes Adams Central back, and they throw the ball away, trying to take it off inside to Cammie Willenseek. They throw it over her head out of bounds. So Adams Central off to a shaky start here. They've got the 7-2 lead, but they've also got 6 turnovers here in the first quarter. Treffer has got the ball back into the offensive zone. They feed it inside. Faggett, turnaround jumper. She's going to be hacked on the arm. And she'll go to the free throw line now with 5.6 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Bryn Lang picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Lang. Faggett to the line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Claire Faggett, a 76% foul shooter on the season. She has now hit 17 out of 22 as she makes her first shot here. 7-3 is the score. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Lexington going without a field goal here in the first quarter, but they've got four free throws. Adams Central has got the ball. This is Caitlin Scott. The shot at the buzzer is going to be no good, and that is the end of the first quarter to play. Adams Central has got the lead over Lexington, a Class B opponent here this evening for AC. The score after one, Adams Central 7, Lexington 4. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York Comfort System to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. 7-4 is the score. Lexington went the entire first quarter without hitting a field goal. They have four free throws on the board so far. Adams Central with a 3-2 from Bryn Lang and a couple of free throws from Lauren Scott as we start the second quarter of play. It's going to be Lexington with the opening possession. Here's a Faggett with it now. Faggett comes over here in the wing to Ostram, Jacqueline Ostram, who's back into the ball game for the Minute Maids. 0-10 in the season for Lexington as they play here against the Adams Central Patriots. They are 6-4 here tonight. There's a Madison Sutton with the ball. Sutton gives it away to a Treffer. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be way too strong. Rebound comes down to Faggett. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound to Bryn Lang of Adams Central. Lang takes it down to the far sideline, and her pass is going to be thrown out of bounds, trying to get the ball ahead to Jessica Babcock. And the ball was thrown off target. That's going to be the seventh turnover already on Adams Central here in the ball game. 7-11 to play in the first half, 7-4. Adams Central has got the lead over Lexington. Treffer lobs the ball inside to Faggett in the paint. Faggett gives it up now. Sutton on the far sideline. Sutton takes the ball high above her head there as he looks against the Wellensico there. Sutton trying to take it inside. Now she's double-teamed. Adams Central goes for a jump ball, but they commit their personal foul instead. They had the double-team on the Sutton just to the right of the basket, and a personal foul is going to be called on Bryn Lang of AC. Second foul on Bryn Lang. She's going to come out of the ball game now. Lauren Scott is going to come back in there for head coach Evan Smith. This will be a non-shooting situation. Mia Rowe will inbound the ball here for Lexington. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ostram has got the ball down to Madison Sutton. 200 pass down to Faggett. Turnaround jumper on the baseline is short, no good. Rebound is loose. Faggett tries to save it. She does, but right into the hands of Lauren Scott. Her pass down the floor is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sutton. That's the eighth turnover on Adams Central here in the first half. 7-4 is the score. Adams Central out on top here in the ball game. And there's a pass deflected away from Mia Rowe out of bounds. Lexington will play things in. Rachel Gooden coming into the ball game now for AC. Lauren Scott will come to the bench. Lexington plays things in. There's Claire Faggett with the ball. Faggett comes over here to a Treffer just to the left of the circle there. There's Sutton with the ball at the top of the key. Holds it high above her head. Dribbles with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to Ostram. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense here in the first half. Not a whole lot of scoring so far. 7-4 is the score. Patriots have the lead. There's a Faggett with a ball just to the right of the circle now. Faggett out here in three-point territory, drives it down the lane. Her runner is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Wellenseek grabs the ball for AC. Wellenseek gets the ball away to Dirks. Now to Babcock. Shot good. Jessica Babcock scoring there for Adams Central, coming back from the injury. And Adams Central has now got a five-point lead again. 9-4 is the score. There's a feed inside to Sutton. Her shot is up and in. Finally, Madison Sutton scoring there for Lexington, and it occurs with 5 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the second quarter of play. There's a shot taken at the other end by Gooden. That's going to be up there and in. So Rachel Gooden gets the field goal right back for Adams Central. It's now an 11-6 ball game. It's Adams Central out on top here in this basketball game. So one field goal and four free throws for Lexington here in this ball game so far. There's a shot by Mia Rowe from three. That's going to be no good. Adams Central grabs the rebound. Caitlin Scott gives it away to Babcock, and a baseliner shot good. Jessica Babcock with a couple of field goals now and 4 points. Adams Central is out on top by a score of 13-6. 4:45 to play. Mia Rowe for three. Her shot no good. Dirks with the rebound for Adams Central. Kylie Dirks down the right sideline. Gets away from a Faggett. Bounce pass goes down into baseline. A little short jumper is up there and in. Rachel Gooden comes in and hits a couple of field goals. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Adams Central now leading by a score of 15-6. The Patriots scored the first 7 points of the basketball game before Lexington got those four free throws. That was the first quarter score at 7-4. They feed it inside. That's going to be Treffer with the ball, and she's going to be fouled in the play as she goes for the basket there. Adams Central committing the foul. It's going to go on Kylie Dirks. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on Adams Central here in this first half of play. This will be a shooting situation for Sarah Treffer. She is 2-for-2 so far from the line, making 3-for-3 as she bangs that one home. So Treffer will have another one. She's a 72% foul shooter. Here comes three new players into the ball game now for Lexington. 15-7 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Treffer's next free throw is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down here to Adams Central. Caitlin Scott with a rebound. There's a shot in the lane by Dirks. It's going to rattle out of there. No good. Ball loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Lexington ball. AC loses the ball out of bounds. 4:02 to play. Again, this is the only basketball action in the city of Hastings tonight. The Adams Center, or the Hastings High Mount Michael Benedictine game was postponed for the Tiger Gym because of the weather tonight. There's a shot taken there by Lexington. It's going to be blocked down. AC tries to come back in the break, and they turn it away for the ninth time here in the ball game. Rowe has got the ball. Now to a Moats on the baseline. A little short jumper is going to be no good. Ball is rebounded here by Adams Central. Into the forecourt, Scott has got it. Now to Lauren Scott. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good. Treffer grabs the rebound for Lexington like a hockey match. We're back the other way. Treffer back into the offensive zone. Out to Faggett for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Bryn Lang. And a traveling violation is called on Lang. It's like nobody wants to get into the offensive flow here tonight. 10 turnovers now on Adams Central here in the ball game, and now we've got a timeout called here by Lexington. We'll take the timeout. It is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 402-462-4600. We'll take a break. It's Adams Central 15, Lexington 7.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central has got the lead. Girls High School basketball. The score is 15-7. Lexington will play things in. They will throw it into the backcourt. It'll be a retrieve there by Callie Sutton, who's in for Lexington. Sutton comes over here to Treffer. Trevor dribbles with the ball, now picks it up. She's in trouble, gets the ball away. It is loose, and it'll be picked up here by Babcock. Jessica Babcock to the hole. Her shot is up there. Good. Jessica Babcock has got 3 field goals and 6 points here in the ball game. That's 5 turnovers already on Lexington. Trevor to the basket has that one blocked out of bounds by a Babcock on the other end. So Trevor has that shot blocked out of bounds. It's going to be Lexington inbounding the ball. Mia Rowe has got the ball. She comes out here out near the 10-second line with a pass to Mackenzie Moats. Is into the ball game again for Lexington. There's a pass to the near sideline. That baby's thrown into the Adams Central bench. Lexington now has 6 turnovers here in the ball game. Adams Central has got a 10-point lead for the first time. 17-7 is the score. Patriots have got the ball. Here's a Lang with it now. On the dribble, moves it to the right side against Faggett. Bounce pass goes to Dirks. Top of the key. Drives it down. A later shot. Good. Kylie Dirks scores, and Adams Central now with a 12-point lead. 19-7 here in the first half of play. We're in the second quarter, 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in this one. It's Lexington with the ball. Trevor has got it. She's got just 3 free throws in the ball game here tonight. She's our leading scorer. There's a shot she forces up on the baseline. It's going to be no good. AC grabs the ball on the rebound. It's going to be brought down here by Bryn Lang. Lang across the 10-second line on the dribble. Bounce pass. They move it down to Lauren Scott. Here on the near sideline, Scott goes to Babcock in the lane. Shot good. Jessica Babcock, after nursing an injury and being on the sidelines the past couple of weeks, has come on here. Her first extensive playing time. She's got 4 field goals and 8 points here in this one. Averaged 8.7 points per ball game in the early games for AC this year. Adams Central is leading now by a score of 21-7 here in the ball game. It's Lexington's ball. Trevor has got it. Moves it over to Faggett on the wing on the right side. Top of the key. Here's Kelly Sutton with the ball. She drives it. Now we got a foul called. That's going to go on Kylie Dirks of Adams Central. Second foul on Dirks into the ball game. Now is going to be Gooden for AC. Lang is going to check out of the ball game. Other people come in there. Caitlin Scott coming into the ball game as well for Adams Central with 1 minute and 20 seconds to play. There's a runner to the basket. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good there by Lexington's Callie Sutton. And a rebound comes down to AC. Long pass down the floor right through the fingertips of Wellenseek out of bounds. 11 turnovers on Adams Central here in the ball game so far. Patriots in the first quarter hit 2 out of 9 shots, 22%. Lexington was 0 out of 12 in the first quarter. So neither team come blistering out of the gates there in the first period. Adams Central was 1 out of 4 on 3 pointers. Lexington was 0 out of 1. Adams Central out rebounding Lex in the first quarter by a margin of 9-5. The score is 21-7. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a Trumper with the ball, moves it down to the baseline. Bounce pass goes underneath the hole there to Moats. There's a bounce pass in the lane. A shot is going to be taken there by Callie Sutton from 5. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Lauren Scott sends it over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be intercepted. Here comes Lexington back the other way. Trevor sets and fires from 17. That shot is no good. Long rebound comes rolling out here. Trevor grabs the ball, takes it into the paint. Trevor gets it to Ostram over on the right side. A shot by Sutton is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Patriots have the ball with 15 seconds to play. Lauren Scott moves it down to Wellenseek. Her shot is up there at in. Tammy Wellenseek scores on the short left baseline to make it a 23-7 ball game. Trevor has got the ball for Lexington. Looks to the clock. Here's a deep three. Her shot is up there. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So a ragged first half here at the Patriot Gym. But Adams Central found a little offense there in the second quarter. And the Patriots are out on top of Lexington at halftime by the score of 23-7. We'll come back and check the totals in the first half as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Owner Dave Jepson talks about Furniture Direct's website.
Our website has probably 5,000 different items on it that we have either on our floor or that we can order for the customer. It is FurnitureDirectHastings.com. We have all the financing offers that we have available to us, the current advertising on there. The website's just full of content.
Furniture Direct, behind Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Are you suffering from arthritis pain or recovering from surgery or injury? Maybe you're trying to exercise and the pain makes it difficult. If so, you should consider warm water aquatic therapy as part of your solution. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings can help you feel better in a 94-degree heated therapy pool. You don't even have to know how to swim, walk, exercise, and float your way to feeling better. So if you or your doctor are considering aquatic therapy, contact PTSR or visit our website, PTSRHastings.com.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by Powerhouse Motor and Sports in Hastings, your full-service auto, light truck, and ATV repair center at 2850 Osborne Drive East and online at PowerhouseHastings.com.
Mike Lowe back in the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. Halftime of our girls' ball game. Adams Central has got the lead over Class B opponent Lexington, 23-7. Here at the break, Adams Central led 7-4 at the end of the first quarter. Patriots outscoring the Minute Maids 16-3 in the second quarter. And that's the way we stand here at halftime, 23-7. Adams Central has got the lead. Hey, by the way, the Prep Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com to nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl will be recognized each month as our Athlete of the Month, brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Our winners for the month of December in our Athlete of the Month contest, Brent Mahoney out of Kearney Catholic. He plays on the basketball team. And also the female Athlete of the Month is Isabel Pates. She plays on the Pleasanton girls basketball team. So congratulations to Brett and Isabel, our Athletes of the Month, brought to you by B&B Carpets of Donovan. 23-7 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one. Lexington with 7 points on the board. And right now the leading scorer in the ball game is Sarah Treffer. She has got 3 free throws and 3 points. That is it. That's the leading scorer. Treffer has got 3 points here in the ball game. Claire Faggett has knocked down a couple of free throws for 2 points. And the only field goal of the first half was Madison Sutton. And she got a putback there for Lexington. So the Minute Maids have got 5 free throws. And they've got 1 short field goal from Madison Sutton. And that is their offensive production here in the first half of play. Adams Central being led by Jessica Babcock. Babcock has got 4 field goals and 8 points here at halftime. The other scorers, Brent Lang has got a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points. Rachel Gooden has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Lauren Scott has got 2 free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. Tammy Wollenseek with a little short jumper on the baseline here in the second quarter for 2 points. And Kylie Dirks has got a field goal and 2 for Adams Central. Patriots are out on top here in the ball game. By the score of 23-7. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue on the Halftime Show on 1230 KHIS.
Hi, this is Craig Melvin of Powerhouse Motors and Sports. I would like to thank my many loyal customers for their business over the past years. We're still at the same location at 2850 Osborne Drive East under a new name and new ownership. We are an authorized AC Delco Genuine GM Parts Service Repair Facility offering complete automotive and light truck repair and service. We are also Nebraska's newest Polaris dealer offering sales and service for all your off-road vehicle needs with a large selection of parts and accessories. Stop in today or visit PowerhouseHastings.com.
All right, back here at Adams Central, girls high school basketball tonight, 23-7 is the score. The Patriots have the lead. Checking the shooting numbers here in the ball game. The Patriots are hitting 53% for the ball game thus far. Adams Central hit only two out of the first nine shots in the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, they got things going, and they outscored Lexington 16-3 in the quarter. And the Patriots hit 8 out of 10 shots in that second quarter for 80%. So Adams Central is hitting 10 out of 19 for the ball game. That is 53%. Lexington has got only one field goal here in the first half. They are 1 of 27 from the field. That is 4%. 4% for Lexington. They were 0 out of 12 in the first quarter. They were 1 out of 15 in the second quarter. So Lexington, 1 out of 27 from the field here in the first half for 4%. Adams Central from the three-point arc, they are 1 out of 4 for 25%. Lexington, 0 out of 4. Adams Central out rebounding Lex 20-8 so far in the ball game. Adams Central has got one offensive rebound, 19 on defense. Lexington has got four offensive rebounds and four on defense. Adams Central has turned the ball over 12 times so far in the ball game. Lexington has got six turnovers. Adams Central with a couple of steals. Lexington has got four steals. Patriots have two blocked shots. Lexington with no blocked shots. And again, from the free throw line, Adams Central is 2 out of 2. Lexington is 5 out of 6. Adams Central has got the lead over Lexington in girls high school basketball. The score 23-7 here at halftime. As far as the other action is concerned tonight, Adams Central will play Lexington in the boys game coming up right after this one tonight. That's going to be a good matchup. The Patriots are 10-0 on the season. The Lexington boys, they come in 7-2 and ranked in the top 10 in both Metro newspapers in Class B. So a big test coming up for Adams Central in our second ball game tonight. We are supposed to have two other ranked teams score off tonight up at the Tiger Gym, as a Mount Michael had a ball game scheduled with Hastings High tonight in a boys encounter, but that game has been postponed. Evidently, Mount Michael trying to get out here from the Omaha area and got a few miles down the road and decided to turn back. The roads were too icy and too slick, so that ball game has been called off tonight up at the Tiger Gym. We're trying to make that up later on in the season. 23-7 is our score. The Adams Central girls have got the lead over Lexington. That's the halftime show. Second half is coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The halftime show has been brought to you by Powerhouse Motor and Sports in Hastings, your full service auto, light truck, and ATV repair center at 2850 Osborne Drive East and online at powerhousehastings.com. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your high school sports station, KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we get back to action, Kylie Dirks, she just takes the opening possession here in the third quarter and drives it right to the hole to score. 25-7 is the score now. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Sutton for Lexington. And the ball is brought out there by Wellenseek of Adams Central. Long pass down the floor. The Langer shot is up there and in. Bryn Lang scores. So Adams Central gets the field goal from Lang. They had the driving layup on the previous play from Dirks. And now it's a 27-7 ball game. Adams Central leading by 20 for the first time. There's a shot taken in the lane. No good. Rebound. AC. Lang gets it across the lane, traveling violation. Lang moves it across the lane, right to left to Caitlin Scott, and Scott is whistled for the extra steps. Turnover number 13 in the ball game now for Adams Central. A minute into the third quarter, AC has got the lead over Lexington by the score of 27-7. One field goal all night long for the Minute Maids. They were 1 of 27 from the floor in the first half of play. There's a driving shot down the lane. It's going to be up there and in. Mia Rowe gets their second field goal. They have not scored since the five-minute mark of the second quarter on the field goal. But Mia Rowe gets one to go down there for Lexington. 27-9 is the score. Adams Central taking a couple of shots there. They missed, but the Patriots still with the ball. Wellenseek at the free throw line puts it up there. The shot short, no good. Rebound comes down to Lexington. That's Ostram with the ball for Lexington. Gets it away now to Treffer. Treffer out here to a Faggett. Free throw line extended left side to Mia Rowe. Rowe brings it to Ostram here on the right side of the floor. Jacqueline Ostram works here against the Kylie Dirks of Adams Central. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Goes to Mia Rowe. Mia Rowe out here in the three-point territory. Lobs the ball in the lane. It's going to be deflected. It is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch there, but EC, Lexington will play things in. And now McKenna Moats comes into the ball game. McKenna Moats comes in there for the Minute Maids. Moats is a 5'9" sophomore. As she's got the ball out here in three-point territory right now. Pulling Wellenseek away from the basket. Comes across the top to Rowe. Her pass is going to be deflected. Picked up by Ostram here on the near sideline. Ostram out here to Mia Rowe. Drives it between a couple of defenders. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Lauren Scott for Adams Central. Gets the ball ahead to Lang, and her shot is up and in. Bryn Lang scores. She's got a couple of field goals already here in the third quarter. She's got 9 points for the ball game. Adams Central again leading by 20 points. It is 29-9. Matches their biggest lead in the ball game. AC playing man-to-man defense here in the third quarter of play. Lob pass, they get it inside. It's going to be tipped away from Moats. It's going to be a turnover on Lexington. Driving back the other way, shooting and scoring is going to be Lauren Scott. Lauren Scott picks up the loose ball and goes coast to coast there for the Patriots. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and now Lexington wants to call a timeout as Adams Central has opened up a 22-point lead here in the third quarter of play. This timeout is brought to you by Cruiser Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. You got the wintertime sniffles? Give them a call. They've got a solution for you at 402-462-4600. We'll take a break. Adams Central 31, Lexington 9.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Broadcast booth powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. Adams Central with a lead here in girls high school basketball. The score is 31-9. Adams Central led 7-4 at the end of the first quarter. It was 23-7 at halftime, and now 31-9. AC with the advantage. We've got just under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. There's Sarah Treffer with a ball. She's our leading scorer. She's got just 3 free throws so far in the ball game. Faggett with a ball. Faggett down to Ostram. Down in the corner right side. Skip pass comes to Mia Rowe.
Back inside to Moats. Back out now to Treffer. She drives it to the basket. Draws contact. She is knocked down into play. And a foul here is going to go on Adams Central. They're going Caitlin Scott. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Treffer to the free throw line. Sarah Treffer, a 72% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She will get one more. Treffer, a 5'7" sophomore, the leading scorer, averaging 17.6 per contest. Second free throw is up there and in. So 7 free throws and 2 field goals for Lexington so far in this ball game. It's a 31-11 ball game. Adams Central will lead. Scott with the ball. Scott comes across to Gooden. Now they take it back to the right side. That's a Caitlin Scott with the ball. Caitlin Scott to Rachel Gooden. Here's Lang with the ball. Takes it to the free throw line in the dribble. Now retreats. Goes over here to Lauren Scott in the wing. Down in the baseline to Caitlin Scott. Caitlin Scott. Now to Lauren Scott. Over to Lang for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound battled for. It's brought down by Scott. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Gooden. She goes up. The ball stripped away. And it's going to be picked up here by Moats. McKenna Moats gets the rebound, gets away to Treffer. She drives into the basket. Her scoop shot good, and she's fouled. That was a nice shot by Sarah Treffer, and she is fouled in the play. So go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. That is the 3rd field goal of the night for the Minute Maids. Personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central's Rachel Gooden. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Patriots here in the 3rd. And a shot by Treffer from the free throw line is going to be no good, and an offensive rebound. Ostram hits the ball now to Treffer here on the right side. So Lexington will try it again. Mia Rowe has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. The Patriots will match up man on man here. Here's a Treffer with the ball out in 3-point territory. About 35 feet away from the basket out here near the 10-second line. Treffer is dribbling with the ball. Treffer goes over to a Faggett on the left side. Now they come back this way. Ostram has got the ball. Now to Treffer on the baseline. There's a jump pass out on top to Faggett. Her shot for 3 is no good. Another offensive rebound. Comes down to Moats. Lexington will try it again. Out on top again. That's going to be Faggett with the ball. Claire Faggett works out on top there against Bryn Lang of Adams Central. There's Ostram with the ball on the wing. Down to Treffer on the baseline. Drives it toward the goal. She stops there. Bounce pass out on top. Now to Mia Rowe. Takes it into the paint. The ball knocked loose. Rowe picks her back up. Now they get it out to Faggett. 2:50 to play here in the 3rd quarter. 31-13 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Faggett on the wing. On the left side goes over to Mia Rowe. Rowe takes it to the free throw line. On the dribble. Gets it to Ostram. Good defense here by Adams Central. A man-to-man defense. Faggett back out here in the 3-point territory. Now to Mia Rowe. Mia Rowe comes over here on the right side to Treffer. Now we got a foul call. And Coach Evan Smith applauding his unit out there in front of the Adams Central bench. And now we got the personal foul called on Kylie Dirks. That's going to be the 3rd foul on Dirks. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots here in the 3rd quarter of play. 31-13 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here in this one. Lexington has got the ball, and now they turn it away. A pass to the far sideline to Jacqueline Ostram was wide of the target. That's going to be the 8th turnover on Lexington here in the ball game. Adams Central comes back. Here's Jessica Babcock back into the ball game. There's Scott inside now, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring for AC is Rachel Gooden. Gooden has now got 3 field goals and 6 points. Patriots lead by a score of 33-13 here in the ball game. Lexington with the ball here on the near side. Number 13, Jacqueline Ostram, has got it, and she is called for the traveling violation. 9 turnovers on Lexington. Adams Central leading by 20 points here in the 3rd quarter. 1:58 to play here in this period. AC will play things in down here on the near sideline. Lang is looking to get it in. She does. Lang gets it to Babcock into the forecourt. There's another traveling violation, and Adams Central, they go on Gooden. She was inside the free throw circle. She's called for the traveling violation. So despite the 20-point lead, AC playing anything but their A game here tonight. 33-13 is the score. There's a shot by Faggett in the lane that's going to be no good. Adams Central grabs the rebound. They streak her back the other way. Passes off of the fingertips of Gooden out of bounds. It's going to be Lost out of bounds there by Gooden, so it's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. 15 turnovers now on EC. Here comes Lexington back with the ball. 1:37 to play. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be grabbed there by Treffer. Her shot's going to be partially deflected there by Gooden. The ball recovered by Adams Central. Babcock with the ball to the basket. She's going to be fouled in the play. So Babcock will enter the free throw line. Faggett picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Lexington will see another Hastings team tomorrow night. Hastings High Tigers will play at Lexington tomorrow night in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. There's that inbounds pass. It's going to come in there. Adams Central's Cammy Wellenseek, and she has it swatted back out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Wellenseek has got the ball at the elbow, not a Lang. Her shot for three is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good there by Gooden as she's fouled in the play. Rachel Gooden will go to the free throw line. Baggett picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line now for Adams Central is going to be Rachel Gooden. She is just 6 out of 22 from the free throw line this year. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. 27% foul shooter coming in here for Gooden. Adams Central is a team 53%. That's only their third free throw of the night, though. Next one is up there. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Scott. She loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Lexington ball. So they got the offensive board. They lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Lexington coming back the other way. 33-13 is the score. Adams Central with a 20-point lead here in this third quarter to play. Faggett has got the ball. Faggett moves over on the far sideline. That's going to be Mia Rowe. She lobs it over here to Treffer. Treffer moves it down on the baseline. Now to Rowe in the paint. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. And then the ball goes out of bounds. Faggett trying to save the ball, and she deflects the ball right off of the stomach there of Rachel Gooden. And now Gooden is going to have to come out of the ball game. Faggett trying to save the ball, and it was saved right in the stomach there of Rachel Gooden. And she's going to have to come out of the ball game now. Adams Central playing things in, though, coming back the other way. Babcock, her shot good. Jessica Babcock is leading the way for Adams Central. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Adams Central leading 35-13 here. Girls High School basketball. Treffer down the lane. Her shot is up there. Good. Sarah Treffer scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 9 points in the contest. Adams Central leading by 20 points again. There's Dirks with the ball. Her shot on the baseline. Good. Kylie Dirks now with 6 points in the ball game. 37-15, Adams Central has got the lead. The Patriots looking for their 7th win of the 2019-2020 season here tonight. There's Amir Rowe with a ball. Rowe, a little runner down the lane. In and out, no good. Rebound Treffer. She goes up. Her shot blocked down, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books in girls high school basketball action tonight. The score after 3, Adams Central 37, Lexington 15.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, 7 generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
The winter clearance is going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers. Save 30% off all remaining winter items. Men's sweaters, quarter zips, and sports shirts. Save 30 to 50% off all leather wool top coats and car coats. Update your professional wardrobe with a new suit or sport coat 30 to 50% off. Ultra slim fit to traditional fits in the hottest shades of grays and blues. Ladies, save 30% off ladies' fashions from denim to dresses. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers and save 30% off all winter, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central is down to lose when the Adams Central advantage here. Lexington has not really mounted a challenge here after falling behind 7-4 at the end of the first quarter. It was 23-7 at halftime, 37-15 now after three quarters, and Lexington has got the ball to begin the fourth quarter of play. Baggin has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Over on the wing on the left side, that's Callie Sutton with the ball to Faggett. Now on the right side, Faggett has got it out here, lobs it inside. Sutton has got it, loses control. The scramble is on in the paint. The jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will get it on the 10th turnover on Lexington. There comes Adams Central back with the ball. Pass down the far sideline is going to be intercepted by Treffer. That's going to be turnover number 16 on the Patriots. Treffer drives into the basket. A shot no good. Rebound comes out of Adams Central. Scott with a rebound. Scott gets it to Dirks down on the far sideline. Caitlin Scott, her shot for three is no good. Battle for the rebound. We're going to have a foul called here. A couple of players battling for that ball down there in the baseline. We're going to have a foul called on Mia Rowe. Rowe of Lexington picks up her first. Team foul number three on the Minute Maids here in the second half of play. Adams Central inbounds the ball. They throw it out here to Scott in three-point territory. Scott lobs the ball to Wellenseek at the free throw line. Wellenseek now to Caitlin Scott down in the corner to Lang. Her shot for three is off of the mark. No good. Treffer has the rebound. Sarah Treffer runs her back the other way. Bounce pass down in the corner to Sutton. Back out to Treffer. Dribble penetration. Runner into the lane. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Caitlin Scott for AC. Scott will bring things up now for the Patriots into the offensive zone down in the corner. Lang has got the ball. Lang brings it out here to the top of the key to Scott. Scott now to Wellenseek on the left side. Now to Scott. Now to Dirks. Over here on the left side with the basketball, Bryn Lang. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Treffer. Brings it back one-on-one against Lang. Loses the ball out of bounds, but Lang knocked it out of her hands. And it's going to be Lexington ball. They will inbound it. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:28 to play here in the fourth quarter. 37-15. Adams Central has got the lead over Lexington in girls basketball. Patriots looking for their seventh win of the season here tonight. Lexington looking for their first win of the season. There's Lexington with the ball. It's going to be Sutton with it right here at the free throw line, being hawked there by the Adams Central defense. And there's a pass deflected away from Ostram out of bounds. It's going to be Lexington inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket with 6:13 to play here in the fourth quarter. Patriots leading by 22 points, 37-15. There's a Treffer with the ball. Treffer dribbles once, now to a Sullivan in the paint, and she's going to be fouled in the play as she goes up for the shot. Lauren Scott from behind picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number four on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Jacqueline Ostram goes to the free throw line, sets and fires. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That's Callie Sutton going to the free throw line. Misses on the front end. She'll get one more. Callie Sutton is just a 40% free throw shooter on the season coming in here, and she misses that one right there. Next shot by Sutton is up there. The high arcing free throw is down through the hole. She hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's 37-16 now. Adams Central leading by 21 points here in the ball game. Here's Wellenseek with the ball on the left sideline. Bryn Lang. They move it back around to the right side. Lauren Scott holding the ball over there. Man-to-man defense here for Lexington. Scott moves it over here to Caitlin Scott. Not a Lang. Lang two-handed pass out on top to Wellenseek at the top of the key. Right side of the wing to Lauren Scott. Top of the circle again. Bryn Lang has got the ball. Down to Scott, deep in the corner left side. Now to Lauren Scott. Passes up a shot. Goes out to Dirks. Dirks now to Lang. Drives it into the hole. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Adams Central, and a foul is going to be called. Hadley Dirks got the rebound of that missed shot. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Mia Rowe of Lexington. That's going to be her second foul. Going to the free throw line now for Adams Central is going to be Kylie Dirks. Dirks is a 67% foul shooter on the season. She's 29 out of 43 from the free throw line. And now they say no free throws. Adams Central is going to inbound the ball. But before we do that, Lexington wants to call a timeout. So the Minute Maids call a timeout with 5:22 to play here in the fourth quarter. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. We'll take a break. Adams Central 37, Lexington 16.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
In the third quarter, they scored 8 points, by far their best quarter. But now for the ball game, they are 4 of 38 from the field. That is only 11% here in this ball game against the Patriots. There's Scott putting up a shot, no good. Foul shot is up there and in. An offensive board and a putback there by Rachel Gooden. Gooden has now got 8 points in the ball game, and Adams Central's slowly but surely putting this baby away. It's 39-16. The score now, under 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. There's a pass out on top to Ostram. Adams Central is just going to go to a zone defense, make Lexington shoot over that. They have a pier that they can knock down shots from the outside. Ostram, entry pass inside. Sutton, shot good. Callie Sutton scores. That's the sixth field goal for Lexington here in the ball game, and now we got a foul on the other end as the Patriots try and take the ball in the hole. That was Caitlin Scott. She was decked on the play there by Lexington. Foul's going to go on Ostram. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 in the ball game for the Minute Maids. Scott to the free throw line here for Adams Central. Her shot is up there. Their shot's no good. Scott, a 46% foul shooter on the season. That's the fifth free throw of the night for Adams Central. And they are 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. And next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, though, Gooden. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Treffer. Here come the Minute Maids back the other way to Mia Rowe. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Brent Lang of Adams Central. Lang gets it to Dirks. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Dirks gets it now to Scott. And now head coach Evan Smith for Adams Central wants to call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4600. We'll take a break. Patriots lead by 21. Adams Central 39, Lexington 18.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike, well, back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. The Patriots with the lead by 21 points, 39-18 in girls high school play here tonight. Adams Central has got the ball on their offensive end. Here's Bryn Lang now. Lang has got it out here as the Minute Maids have got a man-to-man defense here in the fourth quarter. There's a feed inside, traveling violation. Rachel Gooden had a wide open shot at the hole there for Adams Central. She turns around, shuffles her feet. He's called for the traveling violation and no field goal. That's turnover number 18 in the ball game now for Adams Central. 3:47 to play here in the fourth quarter. Patriots leading 39-18 here in the ball game. There's a Motz with the ball. Over on the left sideline now to Sutton. She lobs it inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Motz, and the ball is recovered here by Adams Central. That's the 11th turnover on the Minute Maids in the ball game. AC back in their offensive end. Dirks has got the ball 25 feet away from the basket. Dirks dribbling with the ball. Now to Gooden right at the top of the three-point circle. Back inside to Scott. Her shot is up there. Top of the back iron. No good. That was Caitlin Scott. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. Caitlin misses one right in front of the hole there for Adams Central. And now a foul is going to be called here on Sarah Treffer of Lexington. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Minute Maids. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Dirks, and she lays it in. Off of the inbound, Kylie Dirks scores for AC. And the Patriots are out on top by a score of 41-18 here in girls high school basketball with 3 minutes to play here in the quarter. There's Mia Rowe with the ball. Rowe takes it down to the baseline. A shot by Sutton is going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Sutton picks her back up. Callie Sutton gets the ball now to Faggett. Sets and fires for three. Shot's going to be partially deflected there by Lang. Ball is brought down by Gooden of Adams Central. Long pass down the floor. They get it down in the corner to Lang. Lang puts it on the floor. Feeds inside down to Dirks. Kicks it back out to Lang for three. Shot good. Bryn Lang hits a three-ball there for Adams Central. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Now we've got a timeout for some substitutions coming in there. We'll take a break, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll take a break with a score, Adams Central 44, Lexington 18.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Got the boys' game coming up next year on 1230 KHIS. A good matchup. Adams Central ranked in the top 10 in Class C1. Lexington ranked in the top 10 in Class B. They'll be meeting in our second ball game here today on 1230 KHIS from the Patriot Gym. Lexington will bring the ball up the floor now. That's going to be Marissa Garcia, who's into the ball game now for the Minute Maids, as both coaches have gone to the bench. Ostram still out there. Bomb pass inside. Sutton shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Gooden, and the ball is recovered by Adams Central down the far sideline. Patriots have the ball. They get it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Sadie Lohr. Rebound comes down to Gooden in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Scott. Follow shot good. Lauren Scott gets the offensive board and the putback. Scott has now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Patriots lead by a bunch. It is 46-18. Adams Central in the lead with a minute and 42 seconds to play here in this one. Lexington with the ball. Callie Sutton has got it. Comes over there to Amaya Stewart, who's into the ball game now. Stewart, bounce pass over here to Ostram. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in, falling down. Jacqueline Ostram scoring there for Lexington. 46-20. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots with the ball. There's a 10-footer put up there on the other end. A shot's up there and in. Brianna Stroh scoring there for the Patriots. That is her first field goal that she has made this year. And Adams Central has got a 28-point lead again. There's Garcia. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is recovered by Gooden of Adams Central. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be out of bounds. The Patriots turn it away there. I've got them now with 19 turnovers in the ball game, but the Patriots have just about as big as lead as that. 48-20 is the score. Adams Central with the lead. Here comes Lexington back with the ball. That's going to be Ostram with it now, just to the right of the circle. Two-handed pass comes out here to Sullivan. Under a minute to go. Sullivan looking to penetrate. Can't do it. There's a pass out on top. It goes to Stewart, and she is going to be fouled in the play as she tried to drive the ball down the right side of the lane. Mr. Official finds a foul. It's going to go on Brianna Stroh of Adams Central. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Lexington inbounding the ball as they get it down in the corner. Now they bring it back outside to Ostram. 30 seconds to go. There's a feed inside. Mishandled. Double teamed. And now the ball knocked loose. They picked that one away from Werger, who's into the ball game. AC gets it into the 10-second line. Adams Central on the offensive attack here. As the Patriots have the ball, they lob it inside to a Gooden right in front of the basket. Her shot good. Rachel Gooden scoring there. That's her fifth field goal of the ball game. She's got 10 points. Patriots now leading by 30 here in the ball game. Sutton on the baseline. A reverse layup is up there. No good. And then we're going to have a foul. Sutton is going to go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Adams Central's Sadie Lohr. That's going to be Sadie's first personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Callie Sutton. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. And the score is 50-21. Adams Central has got the lead. Callie Sutton's next free throw is up there. That one was in and out, no good. Falls off of the right side. Rebound comes down to Brianna Stroh, and that's going to be the basketball game here tonight. Adams Central wins it easily over the Lexington Minute Maids in girls high school basketball. The final score of 50-21. Adams Central improves to 7 wins and 4 losses on the season. They have got a tough one tomorrow night against St. Paul. Lexington, they will fall to no wins and 11 losses on the season. They will play host to the Hastings High Tigers tomorrow night. Adams Central wins it. Girls High School basketball final score of 50-21. Back with the final numbers after this.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Locally owned Hastings Physical Therapy is the leader in one-on-one hands-on care. Hi, my name is Sean Vonderfecht, and at Hastings Physical Therapy, we want you to know the choice is yours when selecting your physical therapist. Our staff at Hastings Physical Therapy is committed to helping patients meet their goals in a relaxed, calm environment with the highest level of care for your recovery. We're located at 2307 Osborne Drive West at the corner of 281 and Kansas Avenue. To learn more about our services and team, log on to hastingsphysicaltherapy.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the first game in the books here tonight. Adams Central, they win it. Girls high school basketball, the final score of 50-21. Lexington in the first quarter, nothing but free throws. They had 4 free throws. Adams Central had a 7-4 lead at the first quarter break. Lexington got their first field goal of the ball game with 5 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the second quarter. Patriots had a 9-6 lead at that point. And then Adams Central closing out the quarter, they only allowed Lexington to score one more point. They outscored them 14-1. And Adams Central had a 23-7 advantage at halftime. Patriots outscoring Lexington there in the second quarter, 16-3. Lexington's best quarter was the third quarter. They scored 8 points. They're outscored 14-8, but the final score here, Adams Central wins it by a score of 50-21 in girls high school basketball. Checking the scoring, Bryn Lang led the way tonight for Adams Central as she scores 12 points in the ball game. Lang had 2 3-pointers, and she had 3 2-point field goals, did not get to the free throw line tonight, so Lang had 12 points. Jessica Babcock, coming back from an injury, had 5 field goals. And 10 points. Also in double figures was Rachel Gooden. She had 5 field goals, and she was 0 out of 2 from the line. Kylie Dirks had 8 points tonight on 4 field goals. Lauren Scott had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the line for 6. Cammie Wellenseek got a field goal for 2, and Brianna Stroh got into the ball game, hit a field goal and 2 points. The Patriots 2 out of 6 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight. Lexington, they were 9 out of 13 from the line. Sarah Treffer ended up being the leading scorer. Treffer had a couple of field goals, and she was 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. So she scores 9 points. Callie Sutton had 4 points. She had a field goal. two out of four from the free throw line. And 2 points apiece for Madison Sutton, Jacqueline Ostram, Claire Faggett, and Mia Rowe. They scored 2 points apiece. And Lexington beaten tonight by Adams Central by the score of 50-21. We'll take a timeout, come back, and check the shooting numbers as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Owner Dave Jepson talks about Furniture Direct's website.
Our website has probably 5,000 different items on it that we have either on our floor or that we can order for the customer. It is FurnitureDirectHastings.com. We have all the financing offers that we have available to us, the current advertising on there. The website's just full of content.
Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Adams Central, high school basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central girls win the first ball game 50-21 over Lexington. Of the final shooting numbers in the ball game, Adams Central ended up shooting 23 out of 43 from the field tonight. That is 53%. Lexington was 6 out of 45 from the field. You can compute that. That is only 13% from the field tonight for Lexington. Adams Central hit 2 out of 7 on three-pointers for 29%. Lexington was 0 out of 5. Adams Central had 31 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Lexington had 15. Patriots had 9 offensive rebounds, 22 on defense. Lexington with 8 offensive rebounds and 7 on defense. Patriots, though, turned the ball over 21 times there in the ball game. 12 turnovers for Lexington. Adams Central had 5 steals in the game. Lexington had 7 steals. 4 blocked shots for Adams Central in the ball game. No blocked shots for Lexington. And again, from the free throw line, Adams Central hitting 2 out of 6 from the charity's stripe for 33%. Lexington was 9 out of 13 for 69%. But I don't care who you are. Anytime you shoot 13% from the field, you're going to have a tough time. And tonight, the Lexington Minute Maids fall to Adams Central by a score of 50-21. Adams Central now 7-4 on the season. They got a tough ball game tomorrow night with the St. Paul here at the Patriot Gym. Meanwhile, the Lexington Minute Maids, they will fall to no wins and 11 losses on the season. They will play host to the Hastings High Tigers tomorrow night. Again, the final score 50-31. Adams Central knocks off Lexington in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Adams Central boys basketball coach Zach Foster as our high school basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday to enjoy great food specials at competitive prices. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop by and enjoy a slice or call it in to go. Rivals is cooking for your team. Stop in before or after the game and enjoy your favorite Rivals pizza. Rivals Bar and Grill, open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings on Osborne Drive East. Best of luck, teams!
My son Ben was very healthy when he was born, and then when he was 15 months old, I realized he had autism. I think all my encounters that I had before I met Ben were meant to be so I could be a better parent to Ben. It's definitely made me a better caregiver and a better advocate for all of my patients because I have a better understanding of the whole life and not just the little glimpse you get when they're in the doctor's office. I chose Mary Lanning because it had a great reputation, and that's very much like a family when you work here. What I love most about my job is getting to know the different individuals and families and being able to see that I make a positive impact in their lives. I'm Susie Gregg, psychiatric nurse practitioner at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.